Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of hope, humor, and real talk about navigating this crazy journey called life with depression. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, today's episode is gonna hit different. We're diving into the power of mindfulness, something that's seriously changed my game and can totally rock your world too. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway roller coaster? Thoughts zooming in every direction, worries spiraling out of control. Yeah, I get it. That's where mindfulness comes in, like a gentle hand on the brakes, guiding you back to the present moment. Think of it as training your brain to be more aware, less reactive, and ultimately, more peaceful. Now, before we go full Zen master, let's break down why this matters. Depression can feel like a monster that steals your joy, your energy, even your sense of self. But mindfulness? It's like a superhero cape for your mental health. It helps you step outside the swirling vortex of negative thoughts and emotions, giving you space to observe them without judgment. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll have you feeling empowered. Number 1. Mindfulness is about being present. Not dwelling on the past or stressing over the future, but fully experiencing this very moment. Think of it like savoring a delicious cup of coffee, really tasting the warmth, the aroma, the smoothness. Ever notice how your mind tends to wander during those mundane moments, waiting in line, doing dishes, even showering? That's your brain trying to escape. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention back to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, touch, taste right now? It's like retraining your brain to focus on the here and now instead of letting it run wild with worries. Number 2. It's not about emptying your mind, it's about accepting it. Let's be real, our minds are noisy. Thoughts pop up like popcorn, some good, some not so much. Mindfulness isn't about silencing them, it's about acknowledging them without getting swept away. Imagine you're watching clouds drift by, they come and go, but you remain grounded. Same with thoughts, acknowledge them, observe them, then gently guide your attention back to the present moment. Number 3. This isn't some mystical practice reserved for monks in remote mountains. Mindfulness is accessible to everyone every day. You don't need special robes or incense. A few minutes of focused breathing can work wonders. Try this. Close your eyes, take a deep breath in, hold it for a few seconds, and slowly exhale. Repeat that a few times, focusing on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. You can do this anywhere, waiting for your coffee, during your commute, even while brushing your teeth. It's like mini meditation breaks throughout your day. Number 4. Mindfulness is more than just a mental exercise, it's a lifestyle choice. Think about the little moments that bring you joy, that first bite of chocolate, a walk in nature, a good laugh with friends. Mindfulness encourages you to savor those moments, to truly appreciate them. It's about cultivating gratitude for the simple things and finding beauty in everyday experiences. Number 5. Remember, consistency is key. Like any new skill, mindfulness takes practice. Some days will be easier than others. There will be times when your mind feels like a runaway train. But don't get discouraged. Just gently guide it back to the present moment. Over time, you'll notice a shift in your awareness, a greater sense of calm, and a newfound ability to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, her mind racing from one task to the next. She starts incorporating short mindfulness exercises into her day, taking a few deep breaths before tackling a stressful situation, focusing on the sensations of washing dishes or simply observing the birds chirping in the backyard. Gradually, Sarah notices a difference. She's less reactive to stress, more patient with her kids, and even finds moments of joy amidst the chaos. She learns that mindfulness isn't about escaping reality, it's about experiencing it fully, with all its ups and downs, without getting swept away by the current. And remember, you don't have to navigate this alone. We're in this together. Take those small steps towards mindfulness, a few deep breaths, a mindful walk, a moment of gratitude, and watch how it transforms your experience of depression. We've talked about the power of mindfulness in managing depression, being present, accepting our thoughts without judgment, practicing regularly, and finding joy in everyday moments. It's not magic, but it's pretty darn close. Remember, you are capable, resilient, and worthy of happiness. Keep exploring these tools, keep showing up for yourself, and keep shining your light. Now, go out there and rock your day with a little more mindfulness. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. Until next time, stay strong, stay hopeful, and keep thriving.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.